And if we want our shelter, that would be overhead. Ashray, shelter, shelter not below the leg, but shelter should be over the head. The Vedic mantra, the principal Vedic mantra says, Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Suraya Diviva Chakshuratatam. The holy feet of Vishnu, Jayam Vishnu Vapnoti, who is pervading everywhere. His feet, his lowest position towards us. Paramang, that is not to be neglected, that is very highly qualified. From all standpoint, from the standpoint of fine existence, knowledge, as well as sweetness, paramam, padam. Sada pashyanti suraya. The scholars, they always are conscious of that fact. Their really basis of life is there. Not an animal wandering in the forest or in the on the earth or mountain or jungle, but the real man is in his consciousness, and the conscious of some higher entity always. Sadapashyanti Suraya, always seeing that, looking at that. Conscious of that idea, ideal. Diviva chakshuratatam, vaguely, or in a mystic way, no. As we see the sun on the sky, so conspicuous, so clear, and so real. That Vishnu paramam padam. So, we shall really live and move that higher consciousness. We are the child of that conscious world. So at the conclusion, Srimad Bhagavatam, the Sukadeva is giving warning to Parikshit Maharaj. The last, what I have got, what I have told to you, so long, the firm basis you must be conscious of. What is that? Tanturajan Marishyeti Pasubuddhi Mimangahi. The serpent, that is the cheating, deception. Serpent is the type of deception. Stealthily it comes, bite and kills. Stealthily the ignorance has come and taken down. Taken down to the world of animal consciousness, and we are all moving on the, we are this heavy flesh and the blood, and for this heavier earth is necessary to catch a kebab on its lap.
And Krishna Balabha Prabhu.
Krishna Vallabha Prabhu.
Krishna?
Krishna Vallabha.
Krishna
Vallabha.
Baladhar.
Vallabha.
Baladhara.
No, Vallabha.
Balada.
Vallabha. Krishna Vallabha.
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 Vallabha. Yes, Krishna Vallabha. Krishna Vallabha. Diviva chakshuratatam. So, our Maishyati Pashubuddhi Mimang Jahi. Do away with your animal consciousness. Does your flesh and blood? No. You are not flesh limited within flesh and blood. But you are conscious unit and you won't die. You are not a member of this dying world. That everything is sure to die only for this male identification. This has come as a necessary truth on you, that you are to die, you are to be infirmed, you are to be born, you are to suffer from disease. All misidentification of yourself with this body. So, Mavishyati Pashu Buddhi Mimamjayi, this is animal consciousness, that you are an animal. But you are not so. You are conscious unit, you are spirit, you are soul. Not only soul is immortal, not only God exists, not only He is the dispenser of good and bad, everything is ours. But we are, ourselves are unit of the conscious body. So, Pashu Buddhi Mimang Jahi, separate yourself eternally from that mania, from that male conception, male identity, false identity with this material aspect, with the result of your degraded life. Be reinstated to your glorious position, that you are soul. And at the same time, how it is possible? You are tatastha by constitution. So you cannot stand on your own leg. You must have some shelter. Either this mundane, considering yourself identified with the mundane world, or you must have some shelter above your head. Above your head, tatastha, you must have shelter on the Sarup Shakti land, final land. Paramam Padam Sadapashyanti Diviva Chakshuratatam Chakshu. Vishnu Parampad, how his divine feet, the conception of the divine feet of Vishnu, of Narayana, of Krishna, that is Paramam Padam, like sun. That is like sun to you in the material comparison. That is seer, that possible seeing, feeling. If he is withdrawn, everything is dark. If Vishnu's parampada is withdrawn, then everything would be dark. That is the light of light. And you must have a continuous, eternal consciousness that above you there is another side, and your shelter is there, and you are a soul unit. Soul unit. This diabolical change you must have to adjust within you. That is your shelter. This is not your shelter. This is a prison house for you. So, this broad, this graphic, comprehensive consideration must be at the basis of a spiritual understanding. Otherwise we have to be sahajiya. Imitationist. Imitationist. We have to cross this Hindenburg line. This line. Then, Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam. This is the basic advice of Rig Ved, the first Ved that comes down from the upper world to this world. The primary conception which is needed from you all, that you must think that there is the world above, and that above means in the line of consciousness. Consciousness. Your highest acquaintance is that you are conscious. Conscious. And that conscious world above you, on your head, you must have to adopt as your shelter. You will move and live there. The diabolical change here you, you are in the atmosphere of exploitation, but that is the land of service. You can, in there you have to think in terms of service. That is on your head. That is the superior region than you are made of. So do you want that connection? Or you would better to reign in hell? Do you like to reign in hell or to serve in heaven? What do you like? You consider and then come out. If you do such, then you will have a land, you have got prospect, you have got everything. After Krishna, the Absolute, you can reach. Otherwise, you have to hear 84 lakhs of species. Jalaja navalokkhani sthavara lokkhavinshati krimayo rudrasankhaka dasavokkhani pokkhinang tingsat lokkhani pasabhu chatur lokkhani manava. These are the 84 lakhs of classifications under which you have to wonder action, reaction in this way. You have to select what you have to do. Do you want to be a member of the land of immortality? Janmimetu jalabhadhi, immortality, then you have to pay for such ticket. And you have to take the visa. You will have to be prepared for such such capital beginning. And the creed, the bond, you have to sign. That cause, that slavery, jivir sarupai, krishne mitto dar. That mystic land, the land of infinite hope and the prosperity and the prospect, if you want to go, you will have to go as a slave. As a slave. Because that is made up of higher stuff than you yourselves are of. Vaikunthir prasidbadi sakuli chinimai, mayik bhutet taha janma nahi hai. They have all consciousness. Everything made of consciousness, spirit. And thou, again upper, that is Anandam, made of not only consciousness, but it is endowed with, just as medicine, in the beginning it may be bitter. But, higher stage, the sweetness is added in the medicine. So in Raghavarg, in Krishna Lok, there is not only consciousness, but there is sweetness, the beauty that is the prevailing, prevailing element there. So, ideal, when ship without rudder, moving, drifted this way, that way in the ocean. But if I particular ideal we have got, the Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Bhagavatam, then I am captivated, captured. My tucked up hair is, the stuffed up hair is tied with the feet of Guru Maharaj, of the Divine Grace. The tucked up hair, captured. The head is captured there. And everything will be done through the head. My most reverential part of my body in this material world. So, one who has got a good idea, he has got in possession of a valuable wealth. Otherwise, these things, this Kanak Kamini Pratishtha, their popularity, then there's materials of sense pleasure and the money, all these things, but they are all animal consciousness. They are all properties in the land of animal consciousness. Animal consciousness. A diabolical change must be effected within us if we want really a life to be worth living. So, ideal. A man should be judged by his ideal. What sort of idea? What? How great idea he has got, and he is trying to realize that the man of the future, the man of tomorrow, should be judged by his ideal. His ideal is great. He is great because if he is sincere, the next tomorrow he will reach there. After a few days, he will reach there. So should be judged by our ideal. I may not attain it. It is not very easy. It is not very rotten good that very cheaply it will be sold in the market. It is costly. But whatever may be the cost, does not matter. I want not less than that highest thing, that advaita, that autocrat, that goodness autocrat, that absolute autocrat, that the supreme most commander of everything. I want that, nothing less than that. And I should live and move and feed myself or whatever I shall do. At every second I shall have to realize that I am meant for that. I am meant for my ideal. Not, I have no time to waste, to hesitate on this or that. Every moment, ideal in our heart we move, every way, every minute I shall make some progress towards it. I can keep intact my relationship with my idea. So that will control, that will inspire me to any and every action. Whatever I shall do and undertake, but that is on my head, on my head. And that will gradually take me out of all these entanglements and enticements. And one day or other I shall be able to reach there. Jāda-śraddha-mat-kathāśu nirvinna-sarva-karmaśu veda-dukkhātmakān-kāmān-parityāgī-paniṣṣara. One who has by chance has got a taste for me. Jāda-śraddha-mat-kathāśu, he has anyhow acquired some taste, matkathasu, in my talk, in my activity, in my move, in me, anyhow, got some attraction. Yata saddha matkathasu, nirvinna sarva karmasu, so necessarily no other temptation can catch him and keep him under it any longer. Nirvinna sarva karmasu, indifferent to all other activity and the result and the outcome of that. Nirvinna sarva karmasu, veda dukkhat mukhan kaman, he can understand within that all other things, they bear some unpleasant reaction. I am in the midst of so many things already acquired. It is not very easy to leave them at once at my sweet will. Previously I had some obligation, I incurred it consciously, and abruptly I cannot cut up their connection. They won't let me lose, get free. So veda dukkhat mukhan kaman, he can conceive that these are all pain producing, parityagi, but helpless, can't make himself free at once from their clutches, because already incurred death. The psylocke won't allow him to get out. So parityagi tatu bhajitamāṁ prita śraddhālu dhiraśya. But what śraddha? The pure attraction he has acquired for me, that is that of eternal nature, that cannot be subdued or that cannot be cut up by any mundane, ordinary attempt. Parityagi paniyat tatu tatu bhajitamān prita sraddhālu dhṛnishcaya. Though undergoing so many different ways and types of suffering, but he go on with mind, memory, thinking, aspiration, earnestness for me. Parityagi bhajitamān prita sraddhālu dhṛnishcaya. And as much as he is compelled to suffer from the pressure of the environment, the firmness in me becomes more and more sharp, unvulnerable. And by the taste of all these beyond, and the grows beyond the jurisdiction of this mundane forces. Bhajitamān prita sraddhālu dhṛnishcaya. As much pressure comes from outside, so much firmness he feels in the necessity of my help to him. Bhajitamān sraddhālu dhṛnishcaya. Jusamānaścatāṁ kāmāṁ dukkhu darkāṁścara svayam. At the same time, he gives his back towards all the pains of the world. And he hits me in the front and began to move onward. Jusamānaścatāṁ kāmāṁ dukkhu darkāṁścara. Whatever you like, you can do, you do. I can't say anything if my master looks it. It is his jurisdiction. But I won't live my new ideal, I can. Whatever may come, it may happen. No mind. Jusamānaścatāṁ kāmāṁ dukkhu darkāṁśca garhayaṁ. And at the same time, he is abusing himself. What I have done? What have I done? It is rather the justice that I should be tormented. I should be troubled. In such way, it is not wrong. The just thing, just dealings have come over me. Because why should I have committed? I entered this wrong alliance, entered in the tribe of the Gundals. For exploitation, the reaction what is coming on over me, that is well and good. Blaming himself, not to blame the environment, not to blame the agents that are causing trouble to us, but the concentration comes within that. Garhayan is blaming his own self, his own free will, own fate in this way. That becomes the nature of his temperament at that time. He do not try to look and place the fault on the shoulder of others, but whole burden he takes on his shoulder. Yes, and the nature, the environment is bring justice to me. The traitor, the ambitious, the oppressor, of the environment. Sadhana, Vajna, Dukho Dalkamascha Garhan, Tibrena Bhakti Jyogena. When he is in the mood of such consciousness, the Bhakti Yoga becomes Tibra, it is more and more intense. More and more intense. When he began to blame himself, then the intensity of his progress. Tibrena bhakti yogena bhajato ma sakrit mune. Then his attempt to make progress, to increase his progress, to jajatu ma sakrit mune, more and more, with accelerated motion, his intensity grows towards ma sakrit mune. Kamari dajya nashanti sabbi mihidhi sthiti. Then by my appearance gradually, all his internal and external discrepancies nashanti gradually destroyed, evaporate. Sabbi mihidhi sthiti. And by such type of approach, he reaches my domain. Or rather, I come down, I extend my existence to his heart, then everything disappears. Sarji mahi sthiti. Then vidyate hridaya granthi. All the ties and entanglements, corners, angles, all vanish, crookedness vanish, straight, plain, graphic, spacious, all-embracing temperament he finds in the midst of. His atmosphere changes. In the meantime, I want to mention a practical experience. One day I was sitting in that chair, suddenly I was thinking something. I felt your higher subjective sphere has come down and surrounded my existence. I felt, what is this? I never experienced. I had some peep from far off, but a new conscious atmosphere has come down, and it has covered, surrounded my whole existence, whole knowledge. What is this? There was Swajana Modi and another gentleman. I could not but tell them. Yes, ma'am, I feel the higher I am, I consider myself to be some subjective existence. But some higher subjective existence has come and has surrounded my whole existence, whole feeling. Is it the ratha that came for Ajami? This next suggestion came to me. That the soul enters into a ratha, and if this atmosphere, how he has captured my whole existence, concept of existence, take me anywhere, I shall have to go there. My whole conception of my own self is surrounded. And wherever it will go, I have no other way but to go within. I'm within that. And I find that it is a living thing, it has got its choice, it has got its freedom. Then I had some new experience. The Saraswati, that is fear. And I am just when the earth moves, the tree, anything also automatically have to move. So, new soil. Kamari Vidyati Hidayagranthi. All the ties with so many attractions, so many things of different type of things, of different promise, different achievement, at once dissolve. At once dissolve. No necessity. No necessity of them in this land. Rayaganti, Chiddanti, Sarva Samusaya, Vijayi Nabhanukyatu, internal approval come to ensure that where you have come, this is your land. Chiddanti, Sarva Samusaya, no room of any doubt. Your all your hankerings are more than fulfilled. Here you find Sarva Samusaya. I was searching. My whole body was searching only for me. There is in Vaishnava Padavali there is a, an expression, Priti Anga Lagikande Priti Anga Mor. In Madhur Rasa, perhaps Radharani Sukti, that my every limb is crying for the respective limb of my Lord. Not only myself, but every part of my body. Earnestly aspiring for the other corresponding part of my Master. So, Siddhanti, 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 Sarva Samusaya. Every part stands as witness, yes, we have come. I have attained which we are searching after. The whole body and the whole unit of the body, whole self satisfaction. This is my soil, this is my home, this is my home. Every atom of my body will say like that. Siddhanti Sarva Samusaya. No trace of any doubt will be found, no room for that. That every atom, they will find their full fulfillment in that. It is my home. It is my home. I am in home comfort. Siddhanti Jasya Karmani, and also the force of reaction won't come to trouble him, to drag him down, or attract him to us back. That is also cut off. Ashokat Mai Drishti Akhilat Muni. And I am the fullest of the full perfection. And he would be able to fill everywhere, everywhere, my help, my assistance, my friendship. Wherever he will cast his glance or move by lips, my friendship he would be able to trust. I am, his friend is here, the friend is there. Mayi Drishti Akhilatmani. That should be the course of our life, the direction towards which we want to go. Srimad Bhagavatam says like that. Sweet, sweet home, sweet home. Home. You are the child of that soil. This is one word, in one word, that is the goal. The what is, why that is the goal, highest goal? Because that is your home. Sarupe Sabaraya Goloka Kasti. This one word is sufficient to attract you. You are wandering in the foreign land, and that is your home. Home comfort you will get there, and you won't be able to deny that. So back to God, back to home, back to Godhead. God means to avoid the Christian conception of God. The Godhead. Our Guru Maharaj Prabhupada used the word Godhead, because Bhagavata. God means a particular conception of the same. So Godhead, what is at the back of the conception of God, that is Godhead. That is Swayam Bhagavan, Bhagavan himself, the highest conception. Highest conception of God, that is Godhead, is meant by that. So back to, not back to God, but back to Godhead. That is the the necessity of the name of the paper was given from such consideration. Back to God, back to God, back to home. It is a Prabhat Parhas. It is coming from previous time. But back to Godhead, that means the Swayam Bhagavan, which is the highest conception of God. So back to God. And that is, the home is there. Home is there. So, we are running hither and there. We have got no principle. No principle of life unsettled. So we are, our position is very sad. No rest from here, from 1, 2, 3, 5, 6 and this way. But that is a troublesome life. I can't put my faith anywhere. That means I can't find any friend anywhere. Friendless. I am moving friendless. I am moving amongst the foreigners, enemies sometimes. But I must have some friend, some friendly atmosphere. I must be myself in such a position that I can put faith. I can believe. I can trust such company. Otherwise, my life will be miserable. Everywhere, what direction I shall cast my plans? I can't trust all enemies. That is a particular prison house, to live in that atmosphere, to live in a prison house, all uncertain, all untrustworthy. That is a very deplorable position. So, by God's grace, it should come to us that Shraddha. Not only I can trust, believe, but I shall have to show my regard, such a higher position type. That is Guru. Guru Meva Vigachit. When we suffer from this uncertainty to the extreme, then we hanker after Guru, reliable source. Not only I can put something to him with, we can trust him, but Guru means a guardian, who is a well-wisher of me than I myself am. Yes, guardian means what? Guardian means a friend who thinks more about me than I myself think about me, who knows about my welfare more than I do. To have a guardian. friend, the guru. Guru. So Asraya, Narottam Thakur says, Asraya loya bhaje tare Krishna nahi taje. If I get a bona fide, a guardian, then my future is ensured. Krishna cannot dismiss him so easily. Because my guardian has, some solid position there. And if I can enter into the in the domain of his care, that of my guardian, then my position is ensured. So Asraya Loya Bhaje Tare Krishna Nahi Bhaje Asa Marya Karam. The others we have not yet been able to tie himself with the holy feet of his guardian guru, then his position is uncertain, and he may be enticed by any agent to any direction. His future is deplorable. So to have a real ideal in life and also a living guardian, to have if we can catch through our Shraddha, then almost our future is more or less ensured. Only my duty towards my guardian, my Gurudev, and that is will be my lookout, and the others will be done automatically. So, to run through the length and the breadth of this wide world, this land of where exploitation, nothing but exploitation of different nature of different plane is visible, is existing. So through Shraddha we can connect us with our highest goal and achievement and fulfillment. That should be solved. Then real life begins. Otherwise, ship without rudder, that can be drifted away by this sea storm, this side, that side, no end, endless, no meaning, no value. Kaudhari, Nidai. Any question?
Maharaj, you mentioned that. You mentioned that the material world is like a prison house. And are the demigods, such as Brahma and Indra, are they also
They are prisoners? Also prisoners, just as there are officers in the prison house. The prisoners also may become an officer in the jail government. Prison government, senior and qualified prisoners, they are also given some chance of the post. Is it not?
Yes.
They are like that. They are also imprisoned, but their position is a little higher, and so they are given some duty, just as a cowboy keeps his cow, horseman keeps his horse in that way. But they are also prisoner. Gaudhari. Nidai Chaitanya. Nidai Gaudhari Gaud. The man who went away with Vidagdha, was he a newcomer?
Yes.
Newcomer. But the first time he came here.
Yes.
What is his name?
Krishna Vallabha.
Yes. Who's disciple? Abhi Maharaj.
That we do not know, Maharaj. New to us also.
Gaur Sundar. And what part he comes from, you also don't know. Nidai Gaur, Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur. Nidai Gol Hari Bol, Nidai Gol Hari Bol, Nidai Gol Hari Bol.
Maharaj?
Yes?
The Bhagavatam says that there are 14 planetary systems. 14 planetary systems.
14 planetary systems.
And yet...
Chodhubhuvan.
When we see the sky at night, we see so many stars and planets. It seems as though the number is unlimited.
It is not that. Not of that type.
Not of that type?
No. Not all physical. But physical, from physical to subtle. From consciousness towards this matter. The gradation from finer to finer, in this way it is going to consciousness. The gap between soul and matter. And to fill up the gap from gross to subtle, then that is gross, further subtle. In this way it is going to vanish in the conscious idea. From consciousness and unconsciousness, hierarchy, the steps. The steps from jar to chetan, from matter to spirit. There's so many steps, finest in this way. The construction is there. Bhut, bhuvasa, maha, jana, tapa, sutta, then viraja, then brahma loka. In brahma, we find the real existence of soul. And from Viraja, this material consciousness.